carmaker Tesla has revealed its latest figures. They don't look good. Jamie McIver's here with more.
Well, good morning to you all. Cast your minds back to April Fool's Day, and Tesla's co-founder Elon Musk posted an April Fool's tweet saying his company was bankrupt. Well, just how close to the bone was that? Last night in the US, the company posted a loss equivalent to £500 million in the first 3 months of the year, significantly worse than for the same period last year. On the other hand, they say that profitability is just around the corner. Simon Doris is managing partner at Lansdowne Consulting. Good morning, Simon.
Good morning.
So first of all, what do you make of this latest news from Tesla? Are things actually going wrong here, or is this just part of the game plan? Inevitably bigger losses at first, but light at the end of the tunnel.
Very much the second scenario. I think the recent announcement last night was very much more of the same from Tesla. No new news, really. What the situation of the business is that they are struggling with the ramp up into full scale production with their new Model 3 car. That's no surprise to anybody that's seen how difficult it is to do full scale manufacturing in the car industry. They have compounded their problems by trying to not do it the same way as everybody else, to be more innovative and far more automated than the other car manufacturers, and that's only made the problems worse. They've worked out that that's a bad way to do things. They're getting back to the normal way of a mix of manual production and automation.
But it's still spending vast amounts of money. Is it still able to raise cash? Where's all this money going?
Yeah, that's the thesis that's been knocking around the capital markets in the last few weeks and months, that they're going to run out of money at some point. I don't buy it at all, to be frank. This is a business with a $50 billion market capitalization. Their spending plans are probably slightly ahead of where they said they were going to be, because the production isn't going as well as they thought it was going to. They're probably going to have to raise a bit more cash later this year, although they're currently still denying that.
Is that market cap realistic?
No, I don't. I think it's really quite overblown. I think their big problem in achieving that the numbers that would be required to justify that is that demand for pure electric vehicles that they produce just isn't there yet. It's still a bit of a niche proposition.
A bit of a niche proposition, but it's a challenge then to grow the market, not just for Tesla, but for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely, and I'm sure the electric car market will grow substantially in the coming years, particularly the next couple of years. All of the big car manufacturers have brand new electric cars coming to market. It's going to get much more competitive for Tesla in that period as well. But this is still a tiny proposition. It's UK car electric car demand is 0.5% of the car market. It currently is going down compared to where it was last year. So the real issue is the battery technology isn't where it needs to be for this to be a mass market proposition yet, and there's no real sign of that changing in the short term.
Is Tesla vulnerable to takeover?
I don't think so. What would you buy? A company that's not very good at making cars. They do have some interesting battery technology, but there's no way that that really justifies the kind of price tag that would be required, so I don't see that happening.
In a nutshell, are we talking about the next Apple, or is this the next dot-com bubble?
Something in between. I think I think their stock price is likely to come down a bit over the next 5 to 10 years. But, you know, Elon Musk is an interesting guy.
Hedging your bets a wee bit there, Simon. Thank you very much indeed for joining us this morning. That's Simon Doris, who's a managing partner at Lansdowne Consulting.